Blog Talk Radio.
She takes my money while I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over time, that digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My tiger told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. You got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So, stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
G Money.
Yeah. What's up?
You're on the air.
Are you ready? What's up, Las Vegas?
You're on the air.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And let's do G Money Sports Report. Welcome to G Money Sports Report. Welcome to Let's Talk Basketball. Harlem Globetrotters basketball. Yes. All right. What's up, DJ? How we doing today? Let's talk WNBA basketball. All right. The Las Vegas Golden Aces won the first two games of the series, of the championship series, against the New York Liberty. And then yesterday, they got upset by the Liberty. They lost the game. And what was the score to yesterday's game, DJ?
Let's see. One, two. So they've played three games. One, two, three. The score was Liberty 87, Aces 73.
Okay, so the Liberty's lost championship game, which would have given them the WNBA championship. They would have won three out of five games. So now they're playing game number four, and what day would that be? On Tuesday? Game number four.
Game number four is on Wednesday. This Wednesday, October 18th at 5 p.m.
All right, so the Las Vegas Golden Aces play game number four on Wednesday, and if they win Wednesday's game, they will be the new WNBA world champion. So go Las Vegas, go. We wish you the best of luck on Wednesday for game number four. So if they win Wednesday, they will be the new WNBA world champion. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for basketball. So let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want some crack?
Some crack?
Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me
All right. So we have game one of the American League Championship Series that is going to play this afternoon. Game one, the best of five. So we'll be playing game one today. And what time does game one start today?
So we know that we're in the league championship series, and the two
teams in the American League are the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros.
Right. And so they played game number one yesterday, and the Rangers beat the Astros 2-0. Game number two is underway. They're in the middle of the fifth inning, so I guess they're changing from the top to the bottom. And the Astros are ahead the Rangers are ahead 5-2. So Astros need to do something else. They're going to lose in three games.
Okay. Well, let's go Houston Astros. The defending world champion are the Houston Astros. So they're fighting for their second championship back-to-back World Series. So I'm rooting for the Astros to win the American League Championship Series. All right. So they play game two tonight. They're playing now. And they play game three when?
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. All right. So it's 1-0 in favor of the Texas Rangers. And if the Houston Astros win today's game, it'll be one game apiece. And they have to play game three on Wednesday. And hopefully whoever wins that game will be up 2-1. And hopefully it'll be the Houston Astros. All right. And then they'll play game four. What day will game four be on?
Thursday.
Thursday?
No.
Okay.
Nope. It'll be,
no.
I'm sorry. It'll be
Sunday.
No, it'll be Thursday.
Oh, okay. Game three will be Thursday. If they,
nope.
If they,
I'm lying. Game three is Wednesday.
Okay. So game two is today, Monday, and game three
right.
will be Wednesday.
Right.
And then there has to be a game four. So game four will be, that'll be Sunday?
Thursday.
Oh, game four will be Thursday. And
yeah, if there is a game four, it'll be Thursday. And if there's a game five, it'll be Friday.
Oh, okay. So the next 3 days, they'll be playing American League Championship Baseball in the series. And the first one to win three games will be the American League Champions Series champion. And they will be going to the World Series to play against the winner in the National League Championship Series. And when does the National League Championship Series start?
What's that, G-Money?
When does the National League Championship Series start?
Today, the Diamondbacks play, the Arizona Diamondbacks play the Philadelphia Phillies in Philadelphia, game number one today at 5 p.m. So we got a couple of hours before that series starts. And then they play game two tomorrow and game three on Thursday.
Okay. And so it's the best out of three, the best out of five. So if they win three in a row, then they will be the National League champions, and they will go to the World Series. So we're looking
forward to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, it's the best 4 out of 7, not the best 3 out of 5.
Oh, the best 4 out of 7.
I just noticed that. Yeah.
Okay. So is that's for the American League too? The best of 4 out of 7?
Yep.
And the best of 4 out of 7 in the National League. Okay.
Yep.
So Okay, we got a couple of games then for the American League before we get a winner. And the National League, we still got a team that has to win 4 out of 7 games for them to qualify for the World Series. So we have to wait and see what team is going to qualify for the World Series. So we're waiting to see who wins four games out of the 7. The first team to win 4 games in the American League will go to the World Series. And then the first team to win 4 games in the National League will go to the World Series. So that's G-Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball right now. All right, so let's talk NFL football. Let's talk about the football game starting in week number 6 on Thursday last week. And who played in the game Thursday last week? We played.
So on Thursday, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos 19-8. You bet on Chiefs and under, and it was Chiefs and under.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So I'm 1-0 in week number 6. So let's go to game number 2 that played on Sunday.
Game number 2, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Tennessee Titans 24-16. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and a little bit under.
All right. Well, that's another win for G Money. So I'm 2-0. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Miami Dolphins beat the Carolina Panthers 42-21. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
All right. That's a win for G-Bun. So that's 3 wins and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 4 in week 6.
Game number 4, the Houston Texans beat the New Orleans Saints 20-13. You bet on Texans and over, and it was Texans but under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 4 games, 4 wins, and 0 losses. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, Washington Commanders beat the Atlanta Falcons 24-16. You bet on Commanders and under, and it was Commanders and under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's game number 6. So let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Indianapolis Colts play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts 37-20. You bet on Jags and under, and it was Jags and under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's seven wins? Zero losses? Let's go to game number 8.
That was 6 wins.
All right, 6 wins and 0 losses. So let's go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-13. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Bengals and under.
All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's 1 loss. So I got 6 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Chicago Bears 19-13. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings and under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 7 wins and 1 loss. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, the Cleveland Browns beat the San Francisco 49ers. Wow, 19-17. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Browns and under.
Ooh, that's a loss for G money. Okay, so that's 7 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 9. Number 10.
All right. The Raiders, game number 10, the Raiders beat the L.A. Raiders beat the New England Patriots 21-17. You bet on Raiders and under, and it was Raiders and under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 8 wins and 2 losses, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders. Not the LA Raiders. It's the LA Raiders for life, man. Well, that's the win for G Buddy. So let's go 8 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-6. You bet on Lions and over, and it was Lions but under.
All right, it's another win for G Money. So that's, let's see, 11 and 10. That's 9 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 12.
Game number 12, the L.A. Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-9. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Rams and under.
All right. It's another win for G Money. So that's 10 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13. Game number 13. The New York Jets beat the Philadelphia Eagles 20-14. You bet on Eagles and over, and the Eagles should have won, but it was Jets and under.
Ooh, that's a loss for G Money. Ooh, I'm going to take that loss hard because the Eagles were undefeated and they lost. So I'm upset, but that's a loss for G Money. So I got 9 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 13.
That was game number 13. So you have
9 and 3.
Okay. And this is game number 10. You have 10 wins and 3 losses. Okay.
10 wins and 3 losses. That means this is game number 14. Okay.
Right. Game number 14, the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Giants 14-9. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills but under.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's win number 11 with 3 losses. So let's go to game number 15.
Game number 15 is tonight, and that's the Dallas Cowboys playing the L.A. Chargers in L.A., and they're giving the Chargers 2 points. And I think you selected Chargers and under.
Yeah, that's right. And the Chargers are going to win that game tonight, and that will give me 12 wins in week number 6. And 3 losses. So that'd be a great week for G Money. It'd be 12-3. All right. Well, that's it for G Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here. and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, they hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow, and my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout, and we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes, but my headband was really cool, and I had one feather in my headband, and my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time. when I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
G Money, the Pimp Comics, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of short comedy stories I want to share with you now. There was a cowboy that was riding across the valley to go to the city to do some trading, and his horse that he was on stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the cowboy had to get off the horse, and he had to shoot the horse, and he had to bury him in the desert. And then he carried the saddle until he found another place that he could buy a horse. And he walked upon this ranch, and he was looking for the ranch owner. And he found the owner, and he told the owner that he needed to buy a horse. And if the owner had a horse, that he would be willing to sell him. And the owner said, I only have one horse, but he don't look so good. So I just use him for breeding other horses, and I sell my horses on my ranch. And the cowboy said, well, I want to buy your horse, so let me see him. And the rancher said, well, my horse don't look so good. And the cowboy said, well, let me see the horse.
and let me decide for myself if the horse is a good-looking horse or not. So the rancher took the cowboy to the ranch, and he took him, and he opened the stable, and he showed him the horse. And the cowboy looked the horse over, and he said, "This horse looks okay to me. You just need to brush him and brush him down real good. Wash him off and brush him down real good and put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him out of here." And the rancher said, "Okay, if you really want that horse." And the cowboy said, "Yes, I want that horse. So how much do you want for the sale of your horse? Do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, "Oh, no, that's too much money." And the cowboy said, "Oh, okay, do you want $500? And the rancher said, "Oh, no, that's too much money for the horse." And the cowboy said, "Okay, do you want $250 for your horse?" And the rancher said, "Oh, no, that's too much money for that horse." And then the cowboy looked at him and he said, "Well, do you want $100 for the horse?" And the cowboy said, "Oh, no, that's too much money for that horse." And then the cowboy said, "Well, how about $50 for the horse?" And the rancher said, "Oh, no, that's too much money for the horse." And the cowboy said, "Well, how about $25 for the horse?" And the rancher said, "Okay, that sounds like that'd be about right for this horse." So the cowboy said, "Okay, just brush the horse off and wash him down real good and then put my saddle on him and I'll ride him out of here." And the rancher said, "Okay," and he brushed the horse real good and he washed him down. And then he put the cowboy's saddle on the horse. And then the cowboy paid the rancher $25 for the purchase of the horse. And then the cowboy got on the horse and he got ready to ride the horse off of the ranch. And he was riding him and he rode him up to the fence and the horse ran into the fence and threw the cowboy off the horse. And the cowboy got up and he said, "Oh my God, this rancher sold me a blind horse, sold me a horse that can't see. So I'm taking him back and I'm getting my money back." So he got on, he walked the horse back to the stable and found the rancher. And he said, "I want to get my money back. You sold me a horse that was blind." And the rancher said, "No, I didn't. I told you the horse no look so good." Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There were some soldiers that were in boot camp, and they had gone on a 5-mile full pack walk through the countryside. And then when they came back to the boot camp, they were involved in the activities at the camp. They went to the firing range, and they were learning to shoot their weapons in the firing range. And when they finished at the range, then they went on a maneuver where they had to crawl on the ground under live ammunition being shot over their head. So they had to keep their heads down while they were crawling under live ammunition for like 5 yards without getting shot, without lifting their head up. And then when they finished that maneuver, then they had to climb a 10-foot brick wall. And they climbed the wall and went up on one side and fell down on the other side. And then they lined up in the snack hall, in the dining hall, for lunch. And they lined up in the hall for lunch. And they got a bowl of soup for lunch. And they sat down in the dining hall. And they ate their bowl of soup. And when they finished the bowl of soup, they took it to the kitchen. And they gave it to the soldiers that were working Kate. And they gave the bowl to the soldiers. And the KP soldiers washed the dishes. And when they finished washing the dishes, they took the big 25-gallon pot that they had cooked the soup in, and they carried the pot to the back door. And they were getting ready to toss the pot out the back door. And the colonel walked up. And he came in the back door, and he saw the soldiers carrying this 25-gallon pot. And he asked one of the soldiers to get him a spoon. So the soldier looked up and walked to the drawer and pulled open the drawer and took a big spoon out the drawer and then walked over and gave it to the colonel. And the colonel dipped the spoon in the soup and took a big swig of the soup. And the colonel spit the soup out. And he said, oh, my God, that's awful. That's the worst taste of soup I've ever eaten. What do you call that soup, soldier? And both of the soldiers that were carrying the pot, they said, it's called dishwater, sir. Woo! I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. So the next story that I'm going to tell you about is about a man that was in an accident, and he ended up getting $1 million for his lawsuit because he lost both of his ears in the accident. So he decided he was going to start his own business, and it was going to be an observation business. So he put an ad in the paper to hire people to work in his company, and he had people lining up in the dining hall of his business, and he interviewed the people one at a time. And the first guy he interviewed, he brought him in the dining hall, and he sat him down at the table, and he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at the interviewer, and he looked him over, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the interviewer said, get out of here. And he kicked the man out of the interview room. And then he went out to the waiting room. And he got a second person that was in line to be interviewed for the observation position. And he brought him in and sat him down at the observation table. And he told the man, this is an observation position. So tell me something you will observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man screamed at him, get out of here. And the man walked out of the interview room, and he walked back into the waiting room, and he saw the man that was in line to be the next person that would be interviewed for the position. And he walked up to him, and he told him, he said, hey, man, the guy that's going to interview you doesn't have any ears, and he feels really self-conscious about it. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. And if you don't mention that he doesn't have any ears, you'll have a chance to get the job. And the guy said, oh, okay, thank you for the heads up. I appreciate the information. All right, so if I get the job, I'm going to look out after you. So I'm going to take care of you because you hooked me up. And he said, all right, that'll work. So the third interviewer walked into the interview room, and he sat down behind the desk, and the interviewer told him, this was an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was amazed. He said, oh, my God, that's outstanding that you come up with that observation. That is the first time anybody has said anything like that to me. That is fantastic that you have that kind of observation. So tell me, what made you think of that you would say that to me? And the man said, well, you can't wear any eyeglasses because you ain't got no ears to hold the glasses up. Woo! I'm G Money. That was so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. All right. The last story I want to share with you is there was a man and a wife that were married, and the husband and the wife went to the bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet. And then when she finished in the bathroom, she tried to get up off the toilet, and she couldn't stand up off the toilet. She was stuck on the toilet, and she called her husband to come in there and help pull her off the toilet. So her husband came in the bathroom and walked over to the toilet and started pulling on his wife's arms, trying to help her pull herself off the toilet. And he couldn't do it. And he tried again and again, and he couldn't pull his wife off the toilet. So he told his wife, I have a friend that's a plumber. I'm going to call him and see if he has some tools that he can use to come pull you off the toilet. And the wife was sitting there on the toilet, and she said, okay, I guess if that'll help. And he said, yeah. So I'm going to go in the living room and call my friend. So he walked in the living room, and he got on the phone, and he called his friend that was a plumber. And he told his friend that his wife was in the bathroom, and she was on the toilet, and she must have gained some extra weight because she was stuck on the toilet. And no matter what he did, he couldn't pull her off the toilet. So he was calling to see if the plumber had any tools that he could use to pull his wife off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I have some tools that we can use to pull your wife off the toilet. And the plumber and the husband said, great, all right, well, come to my house and help me pull my wife off the toilet and bring your tools. And the plumber said, okay, I'll be at your house in about 5 minutes. And so they hung up the phone, and the husband came back in the bathroom and told his wife that his plumber friend was on his way to the house, and he was going to come with some tools that he can use to pull his wife off the toilet. And she said, okay, I guess if that's what we need to do. And she was stuck on the toilet, and he noticed that his wife had her pants pulled all the way down around her ankles, and her private parts were showing. And he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife sitting on the toilet and showing all of her private parts. So he went into the bedroom, and he went into the closet, and he pulled a hat out of the closet, and he took it in the bathroom, and he put it on his wife's lap to cover her private parts. And then he said, okay, that's fine. Now, when the plumber gets here, I'm going to bring him in here, and hopefully he can help pull you off the toilet. And she was sitting there going, okay, I guess. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband went to the door and opened the door, and it was the plumber. So he walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he said, see, that's my wife right there, and she's stuck on the toilet. So do you have something that we can use to pull her off the toilet? And the plumber said, yeah, I got something. And he went and he looked at the wife, and he looked and he said, but who, the little man that's under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, that's the last story that I want to tell you. Now, I have a story that I wrote for the listening audience. And if you sit back and you put your feet up and you put your head back and listen as we play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So DJ Papa D, you have a story that we can share with the audience. So I got this hot metal pipe that we're using the smoke out of, and she threw it in the closet on top of my clothes. And I jumped up and ran in the closet, and I'm looking through all my clothes and trying to find this hot pipe before it catches my clothes on fire. And I'm looking and I'm looking, and I find the pipe, and it's still hot. And I'm juggling it from hand to hand. And I'm like, oh, my God, she threw this hot thing in here with my clothes. I'm surprised my clothes didn't catch fire. And I'm going, wow, this is really crazy. This girl really doesn't know what she's doing. So I smoked the rest of what she left on the pipe, which wasn't very much. And then she says, let's go get some more. And I'm like, you want to get some more? And she's like, yeah, yeah, I want to get some more. So she had to go to the bank, and she had to withdraw some money. And then she told me, okay, call your buddy again, and let's see if we can get some more. And I'm like, okay. So I called him, and he came by, and we bought another $20 piece from him. And we were sitting in there smoking, and he's like, you sure that's all you want is $20? Because I'm not going to come back here for another $20 piece. You need to get all you're going to get right now and save me the trip of coming back. And I said, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But I think she's a rookie, so she don't really know how to do it. She doesn't know how to buy the dope and smoke a little bit at a time. She's smoking the whole thing. So he said, all right, well, if you don't want no more, I'm gone. So he left. And she was sitting up there smoking, and I was watching her, and I'm like, girl, you are smoking too much, too fast. Too much, too fast, and you're not trying to share. She wasn't even trying to pass me the pipe so I could get my hit.
But I was cool because I was watching her smoke, and I was like, wow, I wonder how long she's been smoking this dope. Because I've known her for 2 years, but she had never said anything about smoking any dope before. And she was staying in the homeless shelter at Catholic Charities. So she was living on the property. And I was like, wow, I don't know who started her to smoking this dope, but they obviously didn't tell her how to do it, to be safe about it, to be careful with it. She was just smoking, and she was puffing the whole thing, taking big hits, and I was like, slow down. Slow down. Take it easy. And she was just like, tripping. So I was like, wow, this girl is really tripping. So when I got to fight back, I took it and I smoked the last of the piece that we had. And I got my little buzz and I was thinking, okay, girl, maybe we could do something else. Because I got sex on my mind. And I'm thinking now, I guess she might be ready to do something. And I'm thinking, okay, we can do something. But she's like, no, no, I want to get some more. And I'm like, girl, we don't need no more dope. You done smoked plenty, and I'm done. I'm not trying to smoke anymore. Well, she says she called her sister. And I'm like, who are you calling on the phone? And she's like, I'm talking to my sister. And she's complaining about my dog being in the house. And I told her, I said, well, my dog is watching you run around acting crazy. He doesn't know you, so he's tripping off of the way you're acting. So that's why he's looking at you all crazy. So you need to slow down and calm down. And she's like, well, put your dog outside. And I said, that ain't going to do nothing, because if I put him outside, he knows we're inside, and he's going to be barking and making a whole bunch of noise. So we don't want him to start barking. We don't want him to draw any attention to the house, because we're in here smoking crack. So I'm not going to put him outside. You just need to slow your roll down and stop running around and stop trying to kick him and hit him and leave him alone. And he'll sit down and relax because he knows that you're calmed down. So she was talking on her phone, and I was asking her who she was talking to, and she said she was talking to her sister. And I don't know why she would call her sister to tell her sister about how my dog is acting in my house. I don't understand that one. But I was like, okay, well, if she's talking to her sister, it's cool. I guess she needs to talk to somebody. And I told her that she needed to go outside and calm down. She needs to go sit in her car and relax, because she's running around my house looking all wild and acting all crazy. And my dog is really tripping. So I told her she needs to go outside and sit in her car and relax. So I opened the front door to let her go out to her car. And we walk out on my front porch. And in my driveway is an undercover narc police car. And they got two police officers. One is standing at my driveway gate to come in my yard, but I had the gate locked. So he couldn't come in the yard. He couldn't just walk in the yard. But he was standing at my gate, and his partner had walked around the fence to my front door. And he was outside of the gate.
But he was at my front door. I think he was getting ready to jump the fence so he could come knock on my door. And we walked out, and we saw them, and I said, oh, my God. And they told us that they had got a call from somebody at this house. And I looked at my friend, and I said, I know you didn't call the police. Of all people that call, I know you didn't call the police. And the police were sitting at my house, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. We both been smoking crack, and now the police are here? We're getting ready to go to jail. And, see, I was telling them, I said, well, she got a little drunk, and she's disappointed because she got fired from her job today. So she's upset. So that's why she was on the phone, but I don't know why she called the police, because she's complaining about my dog. So I told her that she needed to come outside and sit down in her car and relax. But she didn't want them to know that she had a car, because she didn't want them following her when she left my house. Because she's like, oh, no, I don't have a car out here. I'm just coming outside to get some air. And I'm looking at her like, why are you saying that? And she's looking at me like, why are you saying that I got a car out here? And I'm like, because you're going to your car. And she's like, no, I'm not going to my car. I just came outside to get some air. And the police are looking at us, and they're like, are you guys okay? And I'm like, yeah, we're fine. She's just tripping because she's been drinking, and she's a little bit drunk, and she got fired from her job today, and she's feeling really upset. So she came over to my house for me to calm her down. And they said, okay. Well, if it's no problems here, then we're going to leave. And I said, yeah, it's no problem. I got everything under control. And my dog is going to be in the house, and he's going to be calm because she's not going to be running around, because I'm going to let her sit outside for a minute and let her calm down. And the police said, okay, and they rolled off. And she was like, why did you tell them I had a car? Because now when they see my car, they might want to stop me to see what kind of condition I'm in. They may think I've been drinking and driving. They don't know I'm smoking, but they might think that I'm drunk. And they may stop me to see if I'm drunk. And I said, well, I didn't know what else to tell them. I was shocked as hell to walk outside and see the police at my door, and we're smoking crack inside my house. I'm like, oh, no, that's the last thing I needed to see. So after that, I told her, I said, girl, you're never going to smoke any dope at my house no more, and I'm done smoking. So don't call me. And don't ask me to come and smoke nothing with you, because I'm done. This is my last day of smoking. And I hadn't smoked in a few weeks anyway. So I had slowed down altogether anyway. And it was just that she was an old friend of mine, and she said she wanted to get something to smoke. And I was like, I wasn't going to let her smoke by herself. But I sure should have, because she was tripping. She called the police. Oh, my God. Come on. You get on the phone, you call anybody. But you don't call the police. Oh, I was like, she is tripping. Oh, my God. Anyway, that's the end of that story.
entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money, oh honey, This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I need to check the time to see if we have time for another song or for some more music. So, DJ Papa D, what time is it?
It is 4:26.
Okay. Well, I guess I got time to share 2 more short stories with you. And they go like this. I was a school teacher in Compton. I was teaching 6th grade core. And I had black kids, I had white kids, I had Asian kids, I had Spanish kids, and I had Indians. And I had to make sure all of them could speak English or I wouldn't be able to teach them because I didn't speak their language. The only language I knew how to talk was English. So I thought I could teach them in English. Okay, so the only subject, only way I could teach them was English. So I had to make sure all of them could speak English. And so I walked up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And they were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up and I said, Michael, did you understand what I told you? What I said to you? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, if you understood what I'm telling you, then why are you standing up? And he said, well,
teacher, I'm standing up because I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself. And I was like, oh, that's a smart-ass kid. He's a smart-ass. Okay. So I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I guess that's the last story I'm going to share with you today. I got a song that we can share with you real quick. And it's called I'm a Comedian from L.A. So DJ Papa D, can you play the song? And then we'll do the birthday wishes. And we'll get back to the end of the show. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G Money. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and get out the air chair, because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So I'll be back on the radio tomorrow for Tuesday's radio show. So until then, I want to give acknowledgments to the followers and the fan club members that have been following the radio show on a daily basis. And I want to acknowledge the ones that are celebrating their birthday today. So, DJ Papa D, play the little birthday jingle. And then let's acknowledge some of the fans and friends that are celebrating their birthday today. Today is October 15th, 2023.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. October 16, 2023. Happy birthday to LaTanya Branch. She's 63 years old today. Happy birthday to Jerry Madison. Happy birthday to Devontae Williams. Happy birthday to Joy Newkirk. Happy birthday to M. Wardell Johnson. Happy birthday to Jay Couteau. Happy birthday to Enoch Smith. Happy birthday, Jonathan Thomas. Happy birthday, Marshall Wesley Jeffcoat. Happy birthday to D. Shy. And last but not least, happy birthday to Tanyan Martin. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, October 16th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May we have a good day today and a better day tomorrow with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the goodness of God Almighty. And without further ado, I have a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. No, other real. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I wish you greeting and salutation for your birthday. And I hope your family celebrates your birthday with all of your family and friends around the dinner table tonight so you can have a real special day for your birthday. And maybe even get some presents. Some gifts are nice. And if you need to share any gifts with G-Money, I'm right here. Just give me a call and I'll be right there. Just share your birthday and your ice cream cake, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday, all the Libras that are celebrating their birthday today. I love those Libra girls. Ooh-wee. I had several of them in my lifetime. I love the Libra. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you tomorrow on the flip side. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Was hitting that weed and it was good.
joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.